The most talked about literary phenomenon of this summer is a first novel by British author Chris Cleeve. Book critic Maureen Corrigan tells us why.
July 7th, 2005, the day of the London bus and underground bombings, was also the day that Chris Cleeve's debut novel, Incendiary, which is about a major terrorist attack in London, was released in the UK. Depending upon which side of the Atlantic you stand, that morbid coincidence, as it's been called, was either a publicist's nightmare or a grotesque opportunity. In Britain, advertisements for the novel were pulled. Some had already been posted in the underground stations. In the U.S., the publicity campaign for the novel was intensified. Lest I sound holier than thou, I have to admit that a big reason why I, and presumably many other reviewers, have been attracted to this first novel is precisely because of its ugly timeliness. But here's another irony to add to all those clustering about Incendiary. One of the most newsworthy aspects of this novel, its grounding conceit really, is also its weakest feature. Incendiary is structured as an old-fashioned epistolary novel, specifically as one long and very improbable letter written by a young widow and mother to Osama bin Laden. This unnamed working-class woman lost her policeman husband and 4-year-old son when suicide bombers blew up a London soccer stadium. Our narrator was watching the match on TV as she was having vigorous extramarital sex with an upper-class toff whom she met at a pub. "Dear Osama," her novel-length letter begins, "they want you dead or alive so the terror will stop." Well, I wouldn't know about that. I mean, rock and roll didn't stop when Elvis died. It just got worse. This is not a promising opening. Nor is our narrator's declaration that she's writing to Osama because she wants to convert him away from terrorism through love, specifically by making him feel the grief-stricken love she has for her dead little boy, a compelling reason for us readers to stick with this confessional letter. Our narrator may believe in the logic of what she's doing, but by the time she's begun writing, she's become mentally unhinged. Every time our narrator directly addresses Osama, the credibility of Incendiary collapses. But if readers can just blot out the O word, there's a lot to appreciate here. Our narrator's voice is emotionally expressive, the crucial ending plot twist is truly disturbing, and Cleeve, like his countryman Martin Amis, possesses a gimlet eye which he trains on every manifestation of social posturing and cheap sentimentality. When she sees the explosion on TV, our narrator races to the burning stadium to try to find her husband and son. She's seriously injured, and when she comes to one morning in the hospital, she hears the radio announce that the death toll is up to 1,003, which is then followed by, what else, the airing of the inevitable just-written song by Sir Elton John called "England's Heart is Bleeding." Or take this satiric but not wholly unlikely touch of futuristic scene setting by Cleeve. As part of London's new defense measures, a host of barrage balloons tethered to thick cables are launched above the city. If airplanes try to attack its tall buildings, they'll be tangled up in the cables. Faces of the stadium victims have been painted on the balloons, and the whole effort is officially called the Shield of Hope. Here's our narrator's blunt description of the balloon-filled sky as she stares at it one summer afternoon. They hadn't chosen very nice people for the balloons around Hyde Park. The faces were mostly fat blokes who looked like they could tuck the pints away. You could imagine them pinching your bum at a New Year's Eve party, saying, "How about it, darling?" It was funny seeing those dead fat blokes 500 feet up in the air saving us from kamikazes. It might have been the first decent thing they'd done in their lives, most of them. As is commonly acknowledged, the Brits still get the issue of class better than we Americans do, and Cleeve's novel is informed by comic as well as deadly serious observations about the consequences of the class divide. It's hard to say if all its strengths will save Incendiary from simply being the literary oddity of the moment. As our gravely depressed narrator is told by a callous acquaintance, the world wants to move on from tragedy and horror. The last irony to attach itself to this novel encrusted in ironies is that Incendiary may well end up being a victim of its own much-talked-about timing.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Incendiary, the debut novel by Chris Cleave.